Hello, devotional friends. This is Nate Ware on a stormy but very picturesque Monday morning, the first day of May. April is gone, as we know, and April typically is the month when we have Easter and have Easter celebrations, resurrection celebrations throughout the millions of Christian churches throughout the world. Well, we certainly had one at Diffuse Chapel United Methodist Church where I pastor. And I cautioned my people yesterday morning, two Sundays after Easter, to not get over Easter too quickly. For the central, principal, primary fact and truth of the gospel is that He is risen. Let's ask ourselves, what is the importance of Christ's resurrection to us, we who believe in Him? And if you don't believe in Him, seek out a pastor or a committed layperson, an evangelist, and ask about becoming a follower, a disciple, one of the redeemed of Jesus Christ, and do it today. Please. But back to the question, what is the importance of Christ's resurrection to us, we who believe in Him? It proves that Jesus is the Son of God. It guarantees that His death on the cross assures our salvation. And His resurrection verifies the truth of God's holy word. Christ's resurrection also is a proof of the future judgment of those who reject Him. And the fact of the resurrection is a foundation for Christ's gifts of the Holy Spirit and the spiritual life which those who are in Christ enjoy. There's three more. The resurrection assures believers of their heavenly inheritance. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ assures us of our resurrection to come. And lastly, but by no means least, Christ's resurrection makes available His presence and His power over sin and suffering in our daily life experiences. I'll close with a verse of the Word from Ephesians 1:18-20. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Yes, He is risen. Concerning His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Romans 1:3-4. There are many scriptures, all pointing to the truth that He is risen. And Jesus died for you, as He died for me, as if we were the only ones to die for, if you were the only one to die for. And He has risen from the dead by the power of God, and lives forever, as if you were the only one to raise from the dead, He would do so. So God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever should believe in Him should have everlasting life. Yeah. And finally, John 14:3 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He's coming again. It's His promise. It's a perfect fulfillment of all the prophecies that were said of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come to Christ. Get to know Him. Give your soul. Give your heart to Him. That's my prayer, and I'm Nate Ware. My dear devotional friend, come to Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.